Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Come back! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 3, late night degenerate special. Delhi FC, Royal Rangers FC. Under 4.5, money line parlay with the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles to win the football game. And I just did it again, actually, but this time I took under 3.5. And I got the money line as well. I like to do this, Kurtz. I like to get a head start. It sounds crazy, and it's degenerate. It is pretty crazy. And actually, I went a little bit bigger, too, on this, too. Like, normally, you just sort of put a little bit. But it's one of those nights, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go bigger on this. So I got to hope for the best here. You have a stream, Kurtz, for this game? Anyone have a stream? Delhi FC and Royal Rangers, Indian soccer. You know this is a hardcore game when even they don't have a stream for this. Like, every one of these games is always on TV, and this one isn't. Like, I even have a stream here if you want. Beijing FC versus Shiyang Urban. Big rivalry, Kurtz. It's a big rivalry, then.
I'm going to take your word for it.
There we go. Some Chinese soccer in the late night. Hey, with the pandemic coming up, Kurtz, you better start getting up on this stuff. You'll be the only sports again soon.
Please don't even.
It's going to be like that. 2 years ago where it's like, yeah, we're betting on Turkey. We're betting on Hungarian Division II soccer, guys.
Like Korean baseball again.
The Korean Baseball League, the KBL, it's good baseball. All right, so speaking of baseball, Buck is back. Buck is back. At first, I got to be honest, my first initial first take was, oh, God, really? Like, really, Buck Showalter? And then after, I started to think about it, and instead settled in a little bit. You know what? This guy can handle the circus of New York. He was there in it, obviously. He dealt with George Steinbrenner, so dealing with Eric Cohen's a guest of ours, with Steve Cohen, who's kind of is Steinbrenner-ish, right? I mean, the guy's ripping the players and on Twitter and like, what do you make of the Buck deal? And another thing is, I think you felt the same way I did when we rolled our eyes about Tony La Russa, right? Getting hired, and La Russa didn't suck with the White Sox, actually. What do you make of Buck Showalter?
Well, you already said it. The first thing is the New York media won't bother him, right? That's not going to bother him. He's not going to get out-coached. The man is immensely prepared for every game. He's intense. The players aren't going to get away with crap. That thing last year between Lindor and who was it, McNeil, where they, you know, the rat in the clubhouse or the, whatever it was, that'll never happen on the Showalter. Never. All right, so that can be good.
Or or players giving fans the finger when they run the bases.
Oh, God. Oh, God. The thumbs down or whatever it was. That'll never fly. That will never fly. And I think the Mets need that, so I think that's good. You know, I like Showalter. I do. I like him as a manager. I like him when he does broadcasts. But, you know, he's managed for, what, 15, 20 years? His record's barely over 500. And I know, listen, he was at the Orioles, and that's a dead zone there.
Yeah.
I get that. But,
Rangers,
you know,
right?
Alderson is still there. You know, and Alderson's son works in the front office. I find that interesting, how that's going to clash with Showalter when he wants to do things his way. Now, Showalter wants to run the whole show, not just the Major League Club, but the minor league club, too.
Hold on,
clashes.
It's the Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. We're kicking it. George Kurtz with us just for two more minutes. Rick Saratella is going to join us. We're betting on some whacked out soccer here. Man, how many leagues do they got going on here? You got another Indian league going on. India Manipur State League. NACO versus NISA. What is this, government agencies? Planet Shutter. What the hell? NISA plus 220. NACO minus 105. See, George, I don't like messing with this stuff. I can't lie to you. I never even heard of these teams before. So I sort of like, I like betting the totals of these games that I don't know anything about. it's true. You know what? There's a method to the madness. There's a method to the madness in how I do it, but we don't have time. So what are you going to do? So, Kurtz, you're not an NBA guy. You're an NFL guy, MLB guy, and NHL guy. Now no NHL. Now no NHL for a couple of days or a week or whatever. So I guess, what, you're just going to break down the football for the next couple of days, huh? Football. We got football tomorrow. Two NFL football games tomorrow. We got a bowl game tomorrow, too. And then no NFL, and then we're back at it Thursday. But you're going to go through hockey withdrawals, Kurtz, this week.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to no games Wednesday, no games Friday. You mentioned it. Thursday and Saturday, I got football, so I'm good. Sunday's football, and then I'm just hoping they come back on Monday. I do wonder if they will take the extra week off. And listen, to be honest, I think it is smart to do that. Come back on New Year's Day. You're going to have the outdoor game. I think there's 8 or 9 other games there. Come back and do it that way. Get a week. Get these teams some time to prepare and get all these guys off the COVID IR. But it's not going to get better. I mean, I don't think they're going to do a testing like the NFL does, because Canada's not going to allow that. They've already said they won't. Elliot Freedom, Friedman came on today and said Canada's not going to go for that. So these players are going to keep going on. So it's not going to be fun for a while, but I really don't want the season to end.
They don't want to do this, but there was a report popping up about the season's already started. So about the division, like go back to the North Division stuff like last year.
I heard that, right? Too,
Yeah, they're like, well, I don't know how these guys play each other. But then, oh, man, it's so stupid. Canada has got to chill out, man. And the NHL, I think they'll figure it out. I think they should take, like, 2 weeks off, Kurtz, like you said, negotiate this stuff and get it done. Because otherwise, they're not going to be able to finish the season. Thanks, George.
Anytime.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com.
Monday Night Meltdown. This is Sports Rage. I am David Brent. We're breaking it down with the Pittsburgh players, the Hustlers, the people of Boston, and everybody else in between. It's time to get biblical. Rick Saratella, NFLDraftBible.com, works with SI.com, and of course, he's also got a lot of other things going on. We should call him the commish. And he's got an esports, college football esports league up and running, and it was very successful. Rick Saratella throws it down. What's going on, Rick? How you doing?
Icing it up, melting it down. Always good to be back, Gabe.
So you're on the road last week, Rick. You weren't with us. You were kicking it at the Hub. Were you hanging at the Hub with Urban Meyer? What Hub? What hub were you at? And what were you up to for the last week? Because I know it's a busy time of the year now, especially with all the All-Star games and sure. You know the prep for the draft, Shrine Bowl, NFLPA Bowl, and all the other All-Star games. Very busy time of the year behind the scenes right now.
Yeah, a lot of hubs going on during the pandemic, tough to keep up with. But I was out at the Hub in San Diego, which is a free agent showcase created by Don Yee, the agent for Tom Brady, Sean Payton, so many others. And, you know, we had a bunch of NFL teams out there, had a bunch of players out there that really looked the part. You know, Brian Allen, a cornerback out of Utah, former fourth round pick, he got signed, you know, right upon his arrival. You know, we had to yank him. And some really good players. Shout out to Ben Putman, a wide receiver out of Nevada. you know, just a great route runner slot weapon that really needs to be on an NFL roster. And it's just exciting to see the turnout. We had the Raiders out there hanging out. The Chicago Bears were hanging around. The 49ers, you know, the U.S. men's national rugby team has had some success coming out. And, of course, the USFL, XFL. So it's kind of a conduit to players still looking to continue their professional playing career. But this COVID stuff is crazy, Gabe. Teams can only have five players in every Tuesday for those workouts. And in years past, it's been as many as two or three dozen. So the hub is really serving a purpose. The NFLPA was out there. Shout out to Lester Archambault and the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl, the 10th annual, which I'm a part of. This is my third year. We just announced Marvin Lewis and Jeff Fisher as the head coaches for that event. That's going to be January 29th at the Rose Bowl. And so, like you said, man, it's very exciting. We just launched UConn Illustrated, you know, with Jim Mora taking over the Huskies football team. So give us a follow over there. And it's a can't stop, won't stop situation with the NFL draft. I mean, what are we, 4 months away?
That's going to be fun with Mora at UConn. Rick Serratella kicking it with us on the Monday night meltdown. All these college games, you need to speak to people, or I guess you and I need to revive the game, but we need to bring back the blue-gray game.
Yes.
The blue-gray Christmas Day game.
Right? Like place.
Yeah, exactly. the blue-gray game, which was used to be like a staple on Christmas of players that weren't in bowl games, right? Of great, you know, yeah, you're a really good player, but your team didn't make a bowl game. Sort of, it wasn't a senior bowl, but what was really cool about it, too, what I love is they would put the stickers on from all the other schools. Like, it was sort of like a trade-off. So, like, you'd show up and be like, yeah, you play for Oklahoma. And, like, they would have little stickers and then smack them on. Like, so you'd have a Michigan helmet, and it would be decked out with, like, other little logos, Clemson, Iowa State, or whatever. Sort of like it's like a trade-off. It was really cool. And the players would be fired up. It was a fun game. And it was in Birmingham, Alabama, I'm pretty sure. It was in Alabama. But I love all those games. And, hey, not to mention you can bet on him as well. FanDuel's got props up now. FanDuel's got odds up for the draft already, but we'll get to that. I wanted to bring something up as far as the New York Giants are concerned. And, of course, it's not good because anytime you bring up the Giants. So as a token of the Giants' appreciation for abusing their fan base as much as they've been abused over the last 15 years or so, you know, they always have Fan Appreciation Day on these teams at the end of the year. Fan Appreciation Day. The New York Football Giants, for whatever reason, thought it would be a good idea, guys, to have their Fan Appreciation Day against the Dallas Cowboys and offer all season ticket holders, not all fans, all season ticket holders, a free medium soda. Like, not... Hey, listen. We're gonna give you an authentic jersey for the abuse here. Who do you want? You want a Barkley jersey? You got to like not an email. What's your size? And listen, we're giving away jerseys to everybody. We're giving away hats. Giving away winter hats. It's Christmas. We got winter toques for everybody. We're giving away. Thanks for supporting us. Hang in here. NFN medium soda, Rick.
Yeah,
dude, they're worse than the Jets. It's a clown show organization down there in East Rutherford, bro.
Not even a large soda. Not even large.
Medium. Dude, this like, is like Daniel Snyder wouldn't even do this. What's going on with the Maras, bro?
I mean, give me like a Daniel Jones bobblehead because he's always got. Give me something authentic. Give me something real. But as a medium soda, God bless.
Little Saquon Barkley action figure on crutches. This little Saquon on crutches. Yeah, right. Bobblehead. Saquon on a crutch.
At the Meadowlands, that's like a $50 savings, you know?
Hey. You know what, Rick? That's not a bad point. Hey, you know what? That's a good point. We're not talking about a free soda in Atlanta or Charlotte or something. It's a free soda in New York.
Made with soda water, soda fountain with Jersey water. Straight from the swamps of the Meadowland, babies.
Man, they should be paying you to drink that stuff. I got to be honest with you, too. I wouldn't be drinking anything that's any open fountain, anything from that place. That's a good point. You go to Giant Stadium, man, MetLife. You make sure you get anything you want it in a can. You want to see it crack open in front of you, bro, at that place.
Yeah, You know, I'll tell you, every time I drive by that place, it looks like it got an inch lower. It just keeps sinking and sinking. I'll tell you, man, what a doomsday place to be. And you're right. The Jets actually look like they have more hope and glimmer. At least they have a quarterback that they haven't thrown dirt on the grave yet. And it's only a matter of time until Zach Wilson is a debacle. But at least there's still optimism there.
It's a debacle. I don't know what it is about New York football. It's just it's been a disaster for a long time. But listen, Rex Ryan had the Jets going years ago, and then the Giants were still good then. So since that era, the Eli and then, you know, the Mark Sanchez and the butt fumble and all that. So you know what though? You know, as always, I guess you stumped me, Rick, on this because I was ready to rip the Giants for giving people an F in soda. And it's true. It is New York, New Jersey. That soda is like $12. So it's like, shut up. You know what I mean? There's $12. But it is just, it's pathetic. And you said they're about to throw their quarterback under the bus. I think they will as well. Gettleman's a dead man walking, at least career-wise. Pardon the pun, et cetera. Jones, I think Jones getting thrown under the bus. And to me, it's absolute insanity. But we see they don't know what they're doing there. You called it all along. Joe Judge won some little power struggle. Joe Judge is going to run this thing into the effing ground. Like, they're worse now than they were under Shermer, bro. They are.
I'm available, Joe, if you're listening. By the way, you mentioned Rex Ryan. Not to shift gears, I don't know how much time we have, but I saw his comments about Urban Meyer, which I thought were pretty funny. And, you know,
Urban's got comments about everybody.
He's enjoying that ESPN gig. You know, it's going to be hard to pry him. You know, the only gig I seen him leave was actually for the Hula Bowl last year. He was out coaching the Hula Bowl. But, you know,
he took it seriously as well. He got into it. Yeah.
And Urban Meyer, you know, he's like, hey, Urban's talking about recruiting. I said, bro, this is the NFL. But, you know, that's the thing with Urban is like, you know, in college at Florida, Ohio State, he had the recruiting edge. He did a lot of business in the chapels and was hanging out in the churches, you know, so to speak. And I think when you start peeling back the layers of this onion, it's really rotten to the core.
And well, with Urban, and you know, he was, like you said, he won football games because he was a better recruiter. He was a great power broker in college football. Not because he was some ex and a.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Oh, football genius, right? Not because all his schemes are unstoppable. He doesn't have any schemes. Right, you know, his scheme is what's his scheme?
Well, illegal schemes.
Yeah, no, you're right. He's got schemes. Yeah, he's got schemes, but not football schemes. Not on the field. More of a Saratella on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. We're breaking it down with Rick Saratella, NFL draft, a Bible. So it was complete chaos in Jacksonville with Urban Meyer. And I'm not surprised, actually. I didn't think it was going to last more than a year. So none of this has surprised me at all. Yet they did take Trevor Lawrence with the first overall pick. And I'm not going to say it was a wasted year for Trevor Lawrence because it was clearly a learning experience for this guy. But they've got to get this right with the next hire. And the way it's looking, they might have the top pick of the draft again this year, as crazy as it sounds. So you have Trevor Lawrence, new coach, and the damn top pick again, you losers. Are you happy? Pretty crazy stuff. I don't know who's going to get the job, though.
Yeah, and you wonder the residual effects of the Urban Meyer era, because how many years did this cost the organization? They spent all last offseason building a staff. Now they got to turn it over again. Now they got to change the culture again. Now they got to repair the confidence and the trust level of their franchise quarterback, because let's be honest, he just lost more games this season than his entire football life. And, you know, he's going to be a little bit skeptical about the next coaching staff that they bring up and saying, hey.
Hey, they just lost a game to a guy named Davis Mills as well. Let's bring that up, right? How much is Davis Mills making this year?
And And kudos to Trevor Lawrence, though, for keeping Urban Meyer honest and going out and calling him out on the sideline a couple weeks ago. Like, yo, why isn't James Robinson in the game? He's our best player. What's up? Next series, James Robinson in the game. You know, and Urban tried to pull a, you know, 52 fake out and put his boy Carlos Hyde in from Ohio State. Trevor Lawrence called him out and acknowledged it. And how about that? A rookie quarterback calling this guy. I mean, you could not have Rodney Dangerfield script a funnier you know, situation. Like, he's kicking the kicker, Josh Lambeau, in the back of the hamstring. Like, yo, make your kicks, boy. Like, I mean, like, you can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, you know what? I hate to sort of chuckle at that, but I kind of chuckled at that. Make your effing kicks. Make you, Mr. Kicky, make your effing kicks. Yeah. Hey, who asked it? As a betting man, I've wanted to kick kickers myself. As a betting man, who hasn't wanted? Come on, Rick. Want to go up to the guy after he missed an extra point and say, what the hell's wrong with you?
And, right? Josh, and Josh said, don't kick me.
Don't ever have to do that. I like that Urban Meyer got mad after and called him in the office after and said, never challenge me in front of the team. Urban, I guess, told him, if you have a problem with me kicking you, you talk to me in private. That's what Meyer told him.
Bro, how about dressing down the coaching staff, though?
Well, I like that one, too. I like that. That's my favorite. That's my best line ever. One of my favorite sports quotes ever now, that he told the assistant coaches, I had a better effing staff when I was at Bowling Green.
Yeah. And he's basically, what have you guys ever won? Like, but Urban, you hired him. Like, he went around the room. Like, he told the players straight up, like, you don't listen to them. You listen to me. I'm a winner. Like, these guys haven't won nothing. Like, no, and then he goes around the room, like, yeah, what do you want? Tell me. No, like, what do you want? No,
it reminds me.
Please tell me. What do you
that was
want?
That was like Trump.
Bro, never mind this Kurt Warner movie. I want the Urban Meyer movie. Please make it happen.
That's what the egomaniac power brokers do. Trump was the same way. That general's a loser. This guy's the stupidest person I've ever seen. It's like, bro, you're the one that just hired the guy. And you seem to say that everyone that worked for you is a loser. Right? So it's like, so what point? He said Urban Meyer handpicked his staff, and then he's calling them all losers after the fact. But Urban Meyer has pretty much ruined this for everybody forever now. Like, there's no way, like, people, who's going to hire a college coach? It doesn't work. It won't work. It doesn't work. If you're Jacksonville, you've got to get it right. Leftwich's name is coming up. I got to be honest with you. I don't think Josh McDaniels will take the job. I wouldn't if I was him. I wouldn't. What? Yeah, it's too dysfunctional, bro. It's just, it's too much. And it's not just Urban Meyer. It's always something with the cons. It just is. There's a pattern here. You know, they're running a freaking wrestling company, bro. Like, what, you know what I mean? There's just entertainment, or what are you guys doing? You trying to win a championship? Like, what's your goal? I'm not saying
in London. You want to play in
Japan? Yeah, you're going to, exactly.
In Mexico, where you want to play?
Yeah, like, it's a mess. But I'm not saying guys will refuse the job. Everyone, I know Leftwich seems like the best guy to me. He's paid his dues in the league. He's a local guy. He's played there. He's got currency. He was a quarterback. He's been around Tom Brady right now. He's been around great, you know, people. Seems to me like Leftwich is a good fit there, Rick.
That makes a lot of sense, and I think you would see others kind of embrace that. I think you would see guys like Mark Brunell and Tony Baselli rally behind that and get involved with that program.
At least he has credibility, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, listen, you talk about what he's done as an assistant. That's the kind of guy you want to breed winners. And he's done it in that uniform for that organization, understands the landscape, what it takes to win. I like that as a great candidate. Great call. I love
it. Rick Saratella kicking it with us. So, well, last year, me and Rick started breaking down the draft literally the night after the Super Bowl. On the Monday after Tampa beat Kansas City, we started, all right, let's get into the draft process. This year, they're even earlier. They've already got props up right now. Who will be the number one pick in the NFL draft? FanDuel's posted the numbers. Aiden Hutchinson's number one right now. He's actually the favorite at -110. Kayvon Thibodeau is +105. Evan Neal is the third choice. Kenny Pickett, Malik Willis, and then Matt Corral. It's amazing, isn't it, how Aiden Hutchinson has just sort of come out of nowhere. And now has established himself as a lot of people think is the number one pick of the draft. Yet I'm seeing now a lot of mocks that have him going to Detroit. And I think a lot of people that do mock drafts, Rick, don't actually watch the NFL and don't realize Detroit aren't the worst team in the league. And I don't think they're going to have the worst record in the league when it's all said and done.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Aiden Hutchinson pick to the Detroit Lions, and it might not be the number one overall pick, but he is the flavor of the month. He has had, you know, his best performances versus top competition. However, you got to wonder, like, how much better of a player is this than Chase Winovich? So, not to knock Aiden Hutchinson, I like his style. I think he's a little bit better of a prospect, but... You know, do I like him over Kayvon Thibodeau, who was a man child coming in as a freshman? When you take a look at the body type and the measurements, like, to me, Kayvon Thibodeau is a true traditional 43 hand in the dirt defensive end. Aiden Hutchinson, like, it's all cool in college. Like, he's blowing guys off the line of scrimmage and running them over, but that's not real life at the next level. I almost feel like he's a 34 stand up guy, where Thibodeau is more of the traditional, you know, 43 hand in the dirt pass rusher. You know, I think Evan Neal has a shot too, because if you talk about Jacksonville being that number one pick, well, hey, what better than to protect your asset in Trevor Lawrence and just stockpile a blue chip offensive tackle in Evan Neal. Now, it's interesting that the next batch of guys you said were all quarterbacks, because I don't have any of those guys in our near the top of our big board. But if someone does trade up, there's a couple teams. You know, I think the Giants and Jets each have four of the top 10 picks. Maybe the Giants try to package up for the number one pick and take a quarterback if they love somebody like that.
Well, then they just do this for Zach Wilson. Then they just take Zach. Well, you throw. You giving up on Zach Wilson already after what?
Well, no, the Giants. Maybe the Giants are.
The Giants. Okay, I thought you said the Jets.
I don't know. Kenny Pickett, it's hard to not only take Kenny Pickett number one, but to give up multiple first round picks. And I love Kenny Pickett because he's a Jersey guy, but it's just hard for me to fathom.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know what these guys are going to do. NFL general managers aren't the brightest people. Let's just be real. I mean, I say this, I'm not even just joking. I mean, they do stupid things all the time.
It's a quarterback needy league, right? You need a quarterback to be good.
But there's going to be a bunch of veteran quarterbacks that are available. And that's going to flood the market.
Who are those guys?
Russell Wilson. Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. Daniel Jones will be on the market. Mitch Trubisky's a free agent. There's going to be a lot of guys that have been around. Hell, Baker Mayfield might be available for all we freaking know, huh? Not that I would want him, but you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of decisions to be made at the quarterback position with quarterbacks that are there. I was talking about it last night. I would trade Matt Ryan if I could, if I was Atlanta. If somebody said, hey, you need a veteran quarterback, I'll give you Matt Ryan. But Matt Ryan's got $51 million left.
He's still a top 10 quarterback. I mean, how many guys in the league actually have been to a Super Bowl? You could probably count on one hand. Rodgers and Roethlisberger will be gone. Brady, Russell Wilson, but you know, there's literally about five guys in the entire league that's won a Super Bowl in this league. So quarterbacks are tough to come by. Teams are always going to give up a lot of draft equity in order to get a quarterback, and so you can never rule out that part of the equation when you have, you know, I think the Dolphins still have picks to deal, and Tua has not been too durable, so you never know. The quarterback position's a funny thing.
You know what's funny? Tua just keeps doing his thing. We're up against it here, Rick. But all Tua does is win, right? There's a correlation. Tua not there, Dolphins lose. Tua there, Dolphins win. And all the hype and love about Justin Herbert, because they're compared. They went back-to-back. Well, Justin Herbert, yeah, he's throwing better football, yeah. He's on a better football team with a hell of a lot more talent. He's 14th and 15th as a starter. Tua is now 11-7 as a starter.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tua and Jimmy G, two guys everybody's clamoring to replace.
Yeah.
All they do is keep winning games. So
yeah, I know you're right. Combined, they're like 11-0.
49ers, right. Not at the right time. That's a team I wouldn't want to play come playoff time.
I was telling people that 34-1 to win the Super Bowl last week. Good number. Set yourself up for a hedge spot in the postseason.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play. Only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Bible. Look forward to your big announcements coming up, Rick. Always a pleasure. Thanks for taking the time to be with us.
Love it, Gabe. Buckle up, baby.
Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the bullpen, Derek.
Hello.
Hi. Derek, this indoor soccer is a new sport. Could you tell us something about it?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. It's soccer played indoors, like in a hockey rink. Sort of soccer hockey.
Boy, that's an interesting combination. What are the rules?
I don't know, really. I don't care.
I see. How does your team look?
Mostly Venezuelans.
Great.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Thanks to Rick Saratella for joining us. All right, I know this is crazy because the draft is only April the 28th, but the numbers do move. Aiden Hutchinson is now the favorite to be the top pick of the draft, and I don't think that's right. I'm a Michigan fan, and, you know, Aiden Hutchinson is a great player. I think the hype came on late, and it was a little bit of the media getting caught up in the Michigan craze. And also, the Detroit Lions were the ones at the time that everybody thought, oh, the Lions are going to be the ones. The Lions will be the ones that that end up with the worst record in the National Football League. But the Lions are not. I don't think they will end up with the worst record. I wanted to bring up that with Kurtz, actually. I remember he laughed at me when I told him the Lions will go over 1.5 earlier. I said, oh, they'll win a couple of games. So I do think Kayvon Thibodeau will be the top pick in the draft. He's plus 105 right now. Except I'm just throwing this out here because the number's only going to go down. Kenny Pickett is 12-1 to be the top pick in the draft. 12-1. I think Kenny Pickett will be the top quarterback taken. And we've seen time and time again that NFL general managers get crazy about these quarterbacks come combine time and then after. And if you look, let's say your Jacksonville ends up with the first pick, right? Jacksonville doesn't need a quarterback. Yeah, they need Kayvon Thibodeau, but if somebody says, listen, we want to get Kenny Pickett and we're going to do this crazy offer, we're going to offer you this for the top pick, they're going to listen. The Detroit Lions would do the same thing, right? The Lions would take the bunch of picks. So I'm just saying, if you want a little flyer here, Kenny Pickett, 12-1, I don't have a problem with it. Now, there's odds up here right now for which team will actually have the worst record. And every sports book has this. I know, like, FanDuel, we're associated with FanDuel. But at the same point in time, I know, listen, FanDuel's not even in every state, right? They will be eventually, but they're not in every state. They're working on Canada right now. They have their DFS stuff in Canada, but they're working on the sports book aspect of it. But so there's some props that, you know, I like to talk about that I know, okay, everybody has access to this. And pretty much everybody can bet this about who's going to have the worst record in the NFL. And as it is right now, Jacksonville are the favorites. Jacksonville are the favorites to worst record in the National Football League, i.e. who will have the top pick in the draft. Jacksonville minus 115, Detroit Lions plus 170, New York Jets plus 800. Really, huh? Plus 800. That's pretty. It sounds like good value right there. What? I hear plus 800. What? Plus 800? Plus 800? Like how many more? I gotta tell you. Normally we would say, yeah. Listen, man. We'll say, listen, man. A New York Jet Jacksonville Jaguar game on at this time of the year? Are you kidding me? Are you effing kidding me? That it's important, but it actually is important. It's important for win totals. It's important for a lot of different things. It's important for the draft. Put it this way. Both these teams would be better off losing this stupid game. All right, Jacksonville are 2-12. The Jets are 3-11. And Detroit are 2-11, but with one tie. Now, we gave you four. They have regular season win totals up still right now. So we gave you four of them 2 weeks ago. Remember we jumped in? We gave you four of them 2 weeks ago. And we're knocking on the door here. So we took the Miami Dolphins over 7.5. The Dolphins are now at 7. So essentially I need to win one more game with the Miami Dolphins this year. And the Dolphins play the Saints. Man, that's going to be a big-time game. Yeah, like you got to say what you will, but all these games are big. That's the Monday nighter. So I need one more win for the Dolphins for the over 7.5. Dolphins at Saints, Dolphins at Titans, Patriots at Dolphins. Not the easiest schedule here, but they always seem to beat the Patriots for whatever reason. And the Monday nighter. So essentially, I'm going to have money on this game. I put $250 on this too, so I'm essentially going to have $500 on the Dolphins to win this game. If they win, I win, right? I win the bet already. We're off to a good start with the four teams. I'm just bringing it up because I want to readjust right now, and I'm not opposed to firing off some more here. We took your Atlanta Falcons, Matthias. Very disappointing. Over 6.5. Over 6.5 with Atlanta. So I'm not really asking for that much more here for the Atlanta Falcons. Can the Falcons win one more football game? That's what I need to win this bet. Can they win one more game?
And they play the about it, Gabe.
They play the Lions this week. If they don't beat the Lions this week,
that's the one thing
about
Atlanta. I don't think they've won a home game this year. And the one that they have won was in London. They've been terrible at home. They've been a great road team this season. But at home, they've been an absolute mess. You'd think that they're better at home, but they're actually not. And you know what? Detroit's playing their best football of the season.
Falcons finish versus Lions at Bills versus Saints. Listen, the Saints one is weird as well. They seem to, you know, they match up well with them. It's just one of those weird rivalry games, too, like the Saints with the Bucs. That division's always been like that. So I think anything can happen there. Yeah, I'm not overly confident. I think I might be looking at a split here, actually. Because it's not all great. So I got Washington as well, and Washington have the injuries now. Right? So Washington are kind of, I got problems with that one. So the Falcons, we just need one more. I also have problems in this soccer game in India. It's 2-2 right now. Oh boy. It's 15 minutes left. I can't have any more goals in this game. And we took the Jacksonville Jaguars under 3. And if you remember last week, I brought it up, Matthias, on the show. I said Jacksonville won't be able to win 2 weeks in a row, right? People thought they were going to get that pop from Urban Meyer being gone, but I didn't believe they were going to be able to win 2 weeks in a row. And now they get the Jets. There's a lot of train wreck games this week, but they're big for, like, future plays and stuff. Here, we didn't do the line check here because, you know, the lines are so whacked because the sports book was just more worried about who's playing today and tomorrow and stuff. So updated number right now tomorrow. Eagles are -6.5. Total's 42.5. Seattle Seahawks and the Rams. Rams -7. Total 45.5. Thursday night football. San Francisco 49ers. The Niners are currently 28-1 right now to win the Super Bowl. Are they going to win the Super Bowl? No, but they're going to be in the playoffs, and you're going to have a nice number once you're in there to back it up, and you can play some other teams as well. That's how you sort of have to look at it. It's very tricky right now to look at the point spreads this week in the NFL. A lot of games are off the board. You know, there's just so much uncertainty right now. But we can tell you, Christmas Day, Cleveland Browns get 7.5 points at the Green Bay Packers. Total's 45 right now. Christmas night, the Arizona Cardinals, who have to get on back on track. So look, Indianapolis just played on Saturday. They beat the Patriots. The Colts are on a roll. Arizona needs to stop the bleeding, right? And yeah, Matthias just talking about the Falcons not being good at home. That's the theme of the NFL. No one's really good at home anymore, and Arizona aren't good at home. And This is a big game for Arizona. They're going to have to stop the bleeding. Otherwise, they're going to find themselves in the wild card spot, and the wheels are just completely falling off for them. The game, it's Arizona minus one. I'd be looking at the Cardinals here. Baltimore, speaking of the wheels falling off, Baltimore at Cincinnati. Cincinnati are minus 2.5. This is the day after Christmas on Sunday. The Patriots and the Bills. You want to talk about a big game? Every one of these games in the NFL is like massive this week, either for like future betting and everything else, but playoffs. The Bills are getting 2.5 points against the Patriots, and I talked about it last night. This is a franchise season, an almost career-defining game for Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills, and their franchise. The Buffalo Bills just gave Josh Allen nearly $300 million. They didn't give him $300 million to lose to some kid from Alabama that throws the ball three times a game. They didn't give Josh Allen nearly $300 million not to win the division title. They didn't pay him to be a wild card team. All right, the Bills won a division last year. They were supposed to take the next step. They went to the AFC Conference Championship game, and they lost to Kansas City. Everybody thought, all right, they're on a collision course, and they're going to play Kansas City here again. And, the Bills will take over the AFC. This is a massive game. And, of course, there won't be 60-mile-an-hour winds this time. First place on the line, weather report for Sunday. Nice day. 39 degrees, 13-mile-an-hour winds, and sunny in Foxborough. So the Detroit Lions are getting 5.5 against the Falcons. One thing with the Lions, if you'll notice, and a lot of bad teams are like this, and the Lions are a good bad team, though. So I don't want to call them a bad team. Well, you are what your record says, but you are what your record says you are. But one thing with the Lions is what happened the last time they won? They got smashed the following week. Right? Like, so a team like that, are the Lions really going to start stringing wins together? Plus, Atlanta, yeah, Atlanta been bad at home, but Atlanta probably have one more win left in them. I think I'm going to win this bet. I think they're going to beat the Lions. And I hate going against the Lions, and I'm mad I didn't take the Lions plus the points the other day because they're 9-5 against the spread now, but I've been taking them almost every week. I didn't think it was a great spot for them. The Jets and the Jags, man, it's a big one, too, for, like, season win totals and all that. Holy crap, that's a tough game to pick, huh? Trevor Lawrence versus Zach Wilson. The Jags are a disaster. The Jets are a disaster. Everyone loved the Jags this past week against the Texans. I didn't take it. I just passed on that game. But the Jets are minus 2.5. Chargers and Texans. Chargers lay 8 on the road. Philadelphia Eagles are 10-point favorites over the Giants. Tampa Bay minus 11 against Carolina. A couple of games are off the board. Pittsburgh get 9.5 at Kansas City. Sunday night football, Washington football team plus 10.5 at Dallas. And then next Monday, oh boy, that's a big one. Miami and New Orleans. Miami Dolphins getting 3 points. So there's updated win totals right now. I don't know how many times I can keep buying in on these teams, but let's check in on the Jacksonville Jaguars. It is now 2.5 minus 190 to the over. So they're basically, will they win a football game now? I think the better way of approaching this is, will they have the worst record? Who will have the worst record when it's all said and done? It's time to start firing off some futures right now, too. I like that. You know what? I've been doing it on a weekly basis, but I'm talking about playoff futures. The numbers are starting to dip, and it's starting to get real now. The Buffalo Bills are 11-1. Along with the Patriots, the second choice to win the AFC. You know what? Bills to win it.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Vision. That's the play to take. You get the Bills at plus 130 to win a division. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're done, but we're not. 3 minute warning. Let's roll. Quickest 180 minutes of sports talk radio. You know what? The last couple of days have sort of been a blur for me. Like the weekend, the football, Sunday, rolling into Monday all day today with the early bowl game. We're on the West Coast, so early morning bowl game into the NFL. Now, tomorrow, we got 7 o'clock Eastern tomorrow kickoffs for both games. I don't know why they're having both games at the same time. It seems stupid to me. You only got two games, especially you have East Coast, West Coast. Why not just have the first game at 7 o'clock and then the other one at 10 o'clock? But whatever, you know, there's a reason for everything that we're unaware of. So, but hey, listen, we got two games tomorrow. I've sort of come around on these games. I mean, it's such a fluid situation, man. It changes every day, this stuff. But I think that the both favorites are going to win. The Rams are starting to roll right now. Seattle have been rolling, but I don't know if they're. I don't think the Rams are going to let Seattle off the hook. Just like when you look at the Rams' COVID list and you look at Seattle, Seattle have beaten some bad teams, all right. I think Seattle can hang around in this game, but I don't see. Washington are screwed tomorrow against Philadelphia. They just don't have enough. So what I'm getting at here is what pays better, a money line parlay? A money line parlay is minus 127 and a teaser is minus 130. So they did their homework there. It's the exact same number. But let me throw this at you here. So you got the Buffalo Bills this week. All right, the Buffalo Bills right now, the Buffalo Bills on the money line are plus 120. They're plus 140 to win a division right now. They win this game, they're going to win a division. They play the Jets and the Falcons at home, Buffalo. They win this game, they're winning a division. It's as simple as that. So I like this. I think you can double dip here. Boom. You take the Buffalo Bills on the money line to win this football game on Sunday against the Patriots, and you take the Buffalo Bills to win a division. You're going to cash a nice plus 130 and a nice plus 140. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Look, you have a simple choice. Keep listening and get the winning edge, or don't. And wish you.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.